Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lays foundation stone of several development projects worth over 50,700 crore rupees at Bina in Madhya Pradesh. Says government not only make promises but also fulfills them. Prime Minister to launch rail sector projects worth more than 6,000 crore rupees in Chhattisgarh this afternoon. India and Japan hold discussion on bilateral cyber cooperation in Tokyo. Review progress achieved in areas of cyber security and information and communication technologies. Hindi Divas has been celebrated across the country today. Home Minister Amit Shah asserts a strong nation will be created only by strengthening all languages of the country. And in Asia Cup cricket, Sri Lanka to take on Pakistan in the crucial Super 4 clash in Colombo this afternoon. Winner of the match to face India in the summit clash on Sunday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone of several development projects worth over 50,700 crore rupees at Bina in Madhya Pradesh this afternoon. The projects include petrochemical complex at Bina refinery and 10 new industrial projects across the state. The commencement of the project of petrochemical complex at Bina refinery will create 2,77,000 job opportunities and will bring a revolutionary change in the industrial scenario of the state. The 10 new industrial projects, including power and renewable energy equipment manufacturing zone in the Narmadapuram district, 2 new IT parks in Indore, and a mega industrial park in Ratlam, and development of 6 new industrial areas across the state. The projects will bring investment of more than 1 lakh crore rupees and will create 2,37,000 new employment opportunities. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said his government not only makes promises but also fulfills them. Mr. Modi said the government has fulfilled all the promises given by it, including permanent house, toilet in every house, free treatment, smoke-free kitchen, and a bank account for every person. He said development initiatives unveiled today will give a fillip to the state's progress.
ये परियोजनाएं इस क्षेत्र के औद्योगिक विकास को नई ऊर्जा देगी। इन परियोजनाओं पर केंद्र सरकार 50,000 करोड़ रुपये से ज्यादा खर्च करने वाली है। हमारे देश के बहुत सारे राज्यों का पूरे साल का बजट भी इतना नहीं होता है जितना आज एक ही कार्यक्रम के लिए भारत सरकार लगा रही है.
The Prime Minister said the petrochemical complex at Bina refinery will help in making India self-reliant.
आज जो बिना रिफाइनरी में पेट्रोकेमिकल कॉम्प्लेक्स का शिलान्यास हुआ है वो भारत को आत्मनिर्भर बनाने का काम करेगा. अब बिना में बनने वाला ये आधुनिक पेट्रोकेमिकल कॉम्प्लेक्स इस पूरे क्षेत्र को विकास की नई ऊंचाई पर ले देगा.
Mr. Modi said the credit for the success of the G20 summit goes to 140 crore Indians.
ये जो सफल G20 हुआ है, इतनी बड़ी सफलता मिली है, इसका श्रेय किसको जाता है? ये किसने कर दिखाया? जी नहीं, ये मोदी ने नहीं, ये आप सबने किया है, ये आपका सामर्थ्य है. 140 करोड़ भारतवासियों की सफलता है दोस्तों.
Late in the day, Prime Minister Modi will dedicate to the nation important rail sector projects worth around 6,350 crore rupees in Chhattisgarh. We have a report.
Prime Minister's emphasis on improving connectivity across the country will get a boost with the dedication to the nation of important rail sector projects worth more than rupees 6,000 crore in the public program in Raigarh. The rail projects will provide impetus to socio-economic development by facilitating movement of passengers as well as freight traffic in the region. During the program, the Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone of critical care blocks in 9 districts of Chhattisgarh. Prime Minister will also distribute 1 lakh sickle cell counseling cards to the screened population. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
India and Japan discussed important areas of bilateral cyber cooperation today and reviewed the progress achieved in the areas of cyber security and information and communication technologies, including 5G technology. Japan hosted the 5th India-Japan Cyber Dialogue in Tokyo this morning. The Indian delegation was led by Joint Secretary Cyber Diplomacy Division and the Minister of External Affairs, Monpui Sewawi. Both sides exchanged views on latest developments in cyber domain and mutual cooperation at the United Nations and other multilateral and regional fora, including under the Quad framework. Indian side invited the Japanese side to the 6th India-Japan Cyber Dialogue in New Delhi next year as mutually convenient. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has said the automobile industry is growing at a pace of over 10%. Addressing the 5th edition of the Auto Retail Conclave by the Federation of Automobile Dealers Associations of India, Mr. Gadkari said due to developed road infrastructure and green highways, the demand in the automobile industry is skyrocketing. The minister said this industry has given jobs to 4.5 crore youth of the country. He added that the government has decided to make India world's number one automobile manufacturing hub, and for that, world-renowned automobile brands are present in India.
Our export is more than 4 lakh crore. And our industry is ये देश में भारत सरकार को और राज्य सरकार को सबसे ज्यादा जीएसटी देती है इस इंडस्ट्री ने 4.5 करोड़ युवाओं को जॉब दिया है और मुझे इस बात की खुशी है कि जो 2014 में हम लोग सातवें नंबर पे थे आज दो महीने पहले हमने इतनी प्रगति की है कि अब वर्ल्ड में हम तीसरे नंबर पर पहुंचे हैं
Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has emphasized on the participation of every citizen in water conservation. He said that along with water management, people will also need to focus on optimal utilization of natural resources like water and electricity. Mr. Dhankar was speaking after inaugurating the two-day international conference on dam safety organized at Jaipur in Rajasthan today. The Vice President said that water management and dams have a long history in the country and they have been a part of Indian culture. He said that excellent work has been done for the safety of dams in the country. He stressed the need for conservation and redevelopment of small water bodies for water management. Former President Ramnath Kovind today said Delhi leaders' declaration gives special importance to climate change and its mitigation. Addressing the 3rd International Climate Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Kovind said the world cannot afford to be complacent, but must act collectively and swiftly in view of the changing climate. Mr. Kovind further added that India has made significant strides in mitigating climate change. Participating in the event, Principal Scientific Advisor to the Government, Ajay Kumar Sood, said that climate change is a serious threat to the planet and there is a need to take immediate action to reduce greenhouse gas emission. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at EIR News Alerts. Hindi Divas has been celebrated across the country today. It was on this day in 1949 that the Constituent Assembly adopted Hindi, written in the Devanagari script, as the official language of the country. Today, Hindi is one of the most widely spoken languages in the world and the first language of more than 520 million people. Prime Minister Narendra Modi conveyed best wishes on the occasion. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed hope that Hindi will continue to strengthen the thread of national unity and goodwill. In his message on the occasion, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said, Hindi unites the diversity of languages in the world's largest democracy, India. The minister said that Hindi neither has ever competed nor will it compete with any other Indian language. He emphasized that a strong nation will be created only by strengthening all the languages of the country.
हमारी सभी भारतीय भाषाएं और बोलियां हमारी सांस्कृतिक धरोहर है जिन्हें हमें एक साथ लेकर चलना है हिंदी की किसी भी भारतीय भाषा से न कभी स्पर्धा थी और न कभी हो सकती है हमारी सभी भाषाओं को सशक्त करने से ही एक सशक्त राष्ट्र का निर्माण होगा मुझे विश्वास है कि हिंदी सभी स्थानीय भाषाओं को सशक्त बनाने का माध्यम बनेगी
The third All India Official Language Conference got underway today in Balewari near Pune. About 7,000 delegates, including learned speakers and scholars of Hindi language from across the country, are participating in the two-day conference. Some of the topics to be discussed during the conference include Raj Bhasha at 2047, Linguistic Panorama of Develop India, Role of Media in Development of Hindi, and Indian Cinema and Hindi, among others. In Uttarakhand, a special program based on the success of G20 Summit and Meri Mati Mera Desh Abhiyan was organized by Akashvani Delhi at Mana, the country's first village in Chamoli district today. The program was organized under the aegis of Indo-Tibetan Border Police and Chamoli District Administration. Speaking after inaugurating the program, Principal Director General of Akashvani, Dr. Vasudha Gupta, said, "We need to take forward a tradition and dialect as a heritage." She said Akashvani will broadcast more and more programs related to the religious places and dialects of Uttarakhand. The program was also broadcast live through all the centers of Akashvani in Uttarakhand. Union Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, today launched a special campaign 3.0 portal at a function in New Delhi. Through this dedicated portal, scdpm.nic.in, the special campaign 3.0 will be monitored. The government has announced to conduct special campaign 3.0 from the 2nd to the 31st of October this year, with a focus on swachhata and reducing pendency in government offices with a saturation approach. The special campaign 3.0 will be preceded by a preparatory phase from the 15th to the 30th of this month. In Jammu and Kashmir, security forces today resumed the operation against terrorists in the Kokarnag area of the Anantnag district. Kashmir Zone police said in a social media post that two Lashkar-e-Taiba terrorists, including Uzair Khan, have been encircled. Yesterday, an Indian Army colonel commanding a Rashtra Rifles unit, along with a major and a deputy superintendent of police, were killed in a gunfight with terrorists. In a separate incident, two terrorists were killed by the security forces in an encounter in the Narla area of Rajouri. One soldier of the 63 Rashtra Rifles made the supreme sacrifice in the gunfight, while three soldiers along with an SPO were injured. A six-year-old army dog, a female Labrador, also laid down her life, shielding a handler during the encounter. A central team comprising experts drawn from different fields reached Kozhikode in Kerala to assist the state government to tackle Nipah virus infections. The team members held preliminary discussions with the Kozhikode district collector. Meanwhile, one more Nipah virus case of a 24-year-old health worker has been reported from Kozhikode. The key domestic indices were trading almost flat in the afternoon trade. The Sensex at the Bombay Stock Exchange was down 56 points to trade at 67,411. The Nifty at the National Stock Exchange also fell 4 points to trade at 20,065 a short while ago. In Asia Cup cricket, Pakistan and Sri Lanka will face each other in the crucial Super 4 clash at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo this afternoon. The match will start at 3 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The winner of the match will face India in the summit clash to be played on Sunday. Bangladesh is out of the race to the final. India, on the other hand, will be next seen in action tomorrow against Bangladesh in the last Super 4 match. In shooting, a 16-member Indian contingent will be taking part in the ISSF World Cup for rifle and pistol shooters in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, starting today. The event will be the last rifle and pistol ISSF World Cup of 2023 before the finals in Doha, Qatar, scheduled to take place from 18 to the 27th of November. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lays foundation stone of several development projects worth over 50,700 crore rupees at Bina in Madhya Pradesh, says government not only makes promises but also fulfills them. Prime Minister to launch rail sector projects worth more than 6,000 crore rupees in Chhattisgarh this afternoon. India and Japan hold discussion on bilateral cyber cooperation in Tokyo, review progress achieved in areas of cyber security and information and communication technologies. Hindi Divas has been celebrated across the country today. Home Minister Amit Shah asserts a strong nation will be created only by strengthening all languages of the country. And in Asia Cup cricket, Sri Lanka to take on Pakistan in the crucial Super 4 clash in Colombo this afternoon. Winner of the match to face India in the summit clash on Sunday. And with that, we end the midday news.